So I have a 14-year-old son, and in the past, he has been known to sit in front of a video game console for 10 hours on a Saturday, 10 hours on a Sunday, and we get mad because, you know, when we were kids, and I'm, you know, as the promo would suggest, the return clip would suggest, I am an old man at this point. But I'm not so old that we didn't have video games when I was a kid. We just didn't play them for 12 hours, went outside and played. So we were trying to get our kids to go outside and play. My oldest son also had video game consoles. And we always like, what are you, you're wasting your time. Well, maybe not. So I bring you Taylor Timmish, a grand champion Rocket League player, the first esports player in North Carolina to sign an NIL deal. Taylor Timmish, how are you? Congratulations. What are you doing right now? I'm sorry, what did I interrupt you from doing right now?
Well, hey, Adam, I appreciate you having me on the show. Right now, you know, just living the college life, really. Going to class and then coming to the facility and training like I do every other day.
Okay, we're going to get to the fact that you just said training in a second because, again, I'm an old person. Yeah. I'm an old person, and please take all of the questions that I'm about to ask you with the knowledge that, all right, I'm talking to an old guy. Right, talking to a parent that doesn't want his kid playing video games 5 to 7 hours a day. So you're a Johnston Community College student right now, right?
Correct.
What is your major?
So computer science.
You're a computer science major there, and so my guess is your classes for the most part deal with that, but you must take other classes as well. How many of your classes are you, like, in front of a computer screen?
Well, of course, you know, that's changed so much for the past couple of years. I definitely prefer being in front and doing online. I only have one class out of the six that I'm in that's in person.
Okay. Wow. You're like an athlete at a major university. But again, maybe you are an athlete. Do you consider yourself an athlete?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. You know, I put in the same amount of time and effort that any other sport would do, and there's like a line of mutual respect there. So,
what does training involve?
Yeah, so, you know, coming from me who played sports in high school, you know, it's not too different if you think about it. You know, it takes different aspects. So, you know, if we're putting it in football terms, you know, you go out, practice on the field, and then you have, like, you watch film, stuff right. like that. As far as training for me, with my specific game, it's really just putting in time. So, like you said, I spend 5 to 7 hours a day playing. And between that, between games, I'm just rewatching myself play to figure out what I'm doing wrong and how to correct it.
So you're a Rocket League player. You're a Grand Champion 2 in Rocket League. What does that mean?
So essentially, it's a ladder system with ranking in most video games. In Rocket League specifically, that puts me in the top 0.07% of players that play the game.
So like 7 out of 1,000, yeah. Would that be the correlation?
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
That's pretty good. Seven.
Yeah. Yeah.
Best 7 out of 1,000. I know you started competing about 2015, so you're, 17 years old?
Well, I picked up the game initially in 2015 when I was about 17. I didn't start truly competing until I came to JCC.
Right.
So, yep.
So you started competing when you first got into college.
Yep.
Did you play a lot before this happened? And was mom or dad or whoever saying, what are you doing all day? And did you say, I'm training?
No, not at the time. it came to a point where I could validate that I was, I was training. But for a while there, you know, my parents are great. So, you know, they have always been supportive of me in whatever I do. And they've allowed me to make, you know, life decisions that I've needed to make. And, thankfully it ended up here. So they didn't do a too bad a job.
Do you have the strongest thumbs in your dorm?
I would like to think so. I'm a master at thumb war, if that's what you're asking.
Oh, thumb wrestling. I would not. Yeah, you would be favored. You would be favored in any thumb wrestle. We're talking to Taylor Timmish, grand champion, too. He plays Rocket League and the NIL deal. You became the first esports athlete in North Carolina to sign an NIL deal. Can you give us any details what that entails? Do you have to wear, what is it, an RVV? I don't know if I have the name of the company right, but do you have to wear any logoed material while you're playing?
First of all, you know, my agent, my agency, they're amazing. They've done so much good for me. As far as wearing their branding, you know, of course, I just naturally support them anyway.
Sure.
So through social media and everything, posting all their stuff. But the beauty of it is, you know, they connect me through their networking talents that they've done with college football players and college basketball players. They get me in contact with people that I never would have talked to before. And for a lot of these companies, reaching out or reaching into the esports realm of collegiate athletics is completely new. So, you know, basically, if somebody wants me to wear something, and they, you know,
and they'll pay
make
you
a good product, and yeah, and they pay me accordingly, I'm fine with that. That works for me.
I mean, the last thing I want to do is get into your financial situation. So, has it been financially worth your while to do what you have done?
Hey, anytime that I'm doing something that I love and making money, and especially making a majority of the money off of my name, that's good to me. So
it should be good to anybody. It's also got you a full scholarship. What, it's Concord University in West Virginia for computer science?
Yeah, so I'll be attending Concord University in the fall of this year on an esports scholarship. And you know, did I think I would be there a couple years ago? Definitely not.
Right.
But you know, it's the way that the world works is changing, especially for collegiate athletics. So,
well, yes, I mean, it's not an NCAA sport, at least at this point. I would not be surprised if it became an NCAA sport. But if I were you, well, I guess now with name, image, and likeness allowed, it might be better. But you've always been able, because it was never an NCAA sport, to recognize your value in the marketplace. I know one of your videos on, I guess it's TikTok, or I think it's TikTok, had 6.5 million views. So, I mean, do you stream all your events? Can people watch you play?
Yeah, definitely. You know, as my following has grown, I guess you could say, I'm trying to put myself out there more between TikTok and the big streaming platform, Twitch, which everybody watches, people who play games. You know, I try to stream there as much as possible throughout the week. So, you know, whether that's to entertain people or to teach somebody something new, there's a lot of viewers that come to for different reasons.
Oh, yeah. Look, my son, I forget who he was, a Fortnite player. Used to watch the same guy. Was FaZe? FaZe? Well, I don't even know who that guy is. I really don't. I'm the dumbest person you have ever spoken with when it comes to this particular subject. So did you get into it by watching other people?
I've always played video games. As far as, you know, looking to improve in things, I do look to players that are better than me. And that's where a lot of the things, you know, young people now that are watching these streamers play these games, a lot of it is not just for entertainment. It's for learning how to improve themselves.
Right. Do you envy another person, another gamer's skill?
You know, I can always get better. But you know, there's only one me. So, you know,
sounds like
the best I can do is improve myself.
Sounds like the title of a book, Taylor Timmish. All right, so we have this LeBron versus Michael debate. Are we having a Taylor Timmish versus somebody else debate?
No. You talk about you being an old man. As far as like, gaming and going to the professional level, I'm an old man in that respect. You know, most pro players are younger than me. A lot of pro players now, especially in Rocket League, are starting at 15 years old.
My gosh.
It's insane. On the LeBron and Michael Jordan debate, it's LeBron. Anyway,
I'm even
younger. That's just me. But
you are a young man, and I appreciate that. all right, before I let you go, a couple more seconds with Taylor Timmish here. You play Rocket League. Do you play any other games professionally, or is it just Rocket League?
So as far as the college level, I do play Overwatch, which is another game.
Right.
And I also play that for JCC. Routinely in the past couple seasons, JCC has finished in the top 16, top 8, respectively, in pretty much every game that we have.
Right.
I'm thankful for the school and the opportunities they provided me and the support that they give to esports, because not a lot of schools took that jump initially, but they did.
Is there an NCAA tournament, or is there a postseason tournament for this?
So here at JCC, they compete in the NJCAA, which is a junior college circuit. And there is a national championship, every semester. So you have two national championships each year, and, that's the ultimate goal at this level, at least.
Have you won any of them yet or no?
No, we've come close. Rocket League, we got top four, last year. One of our players did win the, Rocket League 1v1 national championship. So we do have a national championship at the school, thankfully.
Right.
Does
everybody on the squad, have an NIL deal?
Trafalgar's Big Tour Sale has arrived. Book your next vacation with 15% off top-selling tours. Discover the world's top trending destinations like Spain, Egypt, Japan, and Italy, while enjoying big experiences, big memories, and big icons along the way. To unlock savings, contact your travel advisor today. Call Trafalgar at 866-513-1995 or visit trafalgar.com/bigtoursale. That's trafalgar.com/bigtoursale.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty large black bags.
No, I am the only
one. Are they jealous? Are they jealous? Do they want to fight you?
No. Oh, definitely not. if anything, the group of people here are the most supportive I could ever be around.
Two quick questions before I say goodbye. First, sure. Have you sustained any injuries doing this?
I do have some wrist pain from time to time. So
would that be considered carpal tunnel?
Maybe at this point, but living the dream. So
Do you take anything? Do you use steroids? Is there drug testing?
Hey, I've heard of people, downing some Adderall before games. So
that's illegal across all sports. What about 5-hour energy? Would that be policed?
Probably not. Most people that play games, especially at this level, are pretty hyped up on caffeine anyway.
Mountain Dew. I would imagine everybody's got like Mountain Dew in like one of those helmets with two straws.
Oh yeah, no doubt. I mean, I got coffee with me right now, so I'm taking the healthy route for now.
All right. So when you relax, and final question, when you relax,
yep.
What game are you playing, or are you doing something else?
When I relax, I am like, I like to watch movies. That's kind of my thing.
Right.
So even if it's like old movies.
But War Games. Movies. You should watch War Games. Have you seen
War
that?
War Games. I have not.
Oh, this is, go watch War Games. You'll thank me later.
I will.
All right. Promise. You will thank me later. Taylor Timmish, I thank you very much. We may bug you again for no reason other than you're fun to talk with.
That's great. I love being fun to talk to.
Do you have a Twitter or any way that people can watch you, give your Twitch or something? So we've accomplished something today.
Yeah. So all of my socials are going to be WASD Taylor.
WASD Taylor.
Yep. That's it.
Congratulations, man. I appreciate your time. And
thanks, Adam.
Good luck in the future, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That is awesome.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.